Hello. Hello.
Hello. The stream here is going to be so fucking weird.
Hello. Are we live?
We're live. Here, yes.
Welcome to Crippled Systems, episode 274.
What? Excuse you. Crippled System.
Crippled System.
You just fucking you got our name wrong.
Yeah.
Crippled System.
And that's how we make sure to fuck up the intro.
Yeah. Welcome to some podcast episode 274.
So. Yeah, this was...
All right. And this is our Marvel Avengers Endgame spoiler podcast. Oh, look at that. We have text over the video.
Can we do blank text?
Jesus Christ, no. Stop paying attention to what I'm doing and talk.
So now we're going to talk about the end of the Purple Shrek saga.
It's Purple Homer Simpson.
Purple Shrek.
He's not Shrek.
He's Shrek.
How's Shrek?
He wanted to go. He wanted to go and live in a remote part of the galaxy in his little shack and farm, and he wanted people to leave him alone. It's close enough. He's Shrek. He's Purple Shrek.
I just have to ask: did he die like a bitch in like the first 10 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was the
Thor chopped off his arm, and then Thor chopped off his head.
Yes.
See, because this is the thing. So I just read the plot summary because I knew I wouldn't see it before the embargo dropped.
Yeah.
So now you guys get to describe to me all the visceral reaction parts because I just know the basic concepts of what.
So
happened.
That was. So I went into it not trying to think about it too hard, and I was just kind of surprised, and I was like, okay, and it's like, this is a 3-hour movie. I knew it was a 3-hour movie, and it's like, okay, first thing they're going to do, they found Thanos. They're going to go kill Thanos, and they kill Thanos.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Success!
Yeah.
Success!
Was it more of a bitch death than Loki?
Yeah.
Yes.
They bitched the fuck out of Thanos.
Yeah, they just... They just come in and punch him and then grab him, and he's just kind of like... He's just kind of like, fuck you, I've already won, and they cut his head off, and that was it.
Basically what he did is he used the stones to destroy the stones.
Yeah.
So... Right.
They found him because they saw a second usage of the stones, and they traced that usage. And,
well, Nebula told them where he was, and they said, oh, something really weird happened there, so let's go.
She
said what planet he'd be on.
She said he talked about the garden, and then Rocket's like, hey, look, I found this energy signature, and she said, yeah, that's the garden.
Yeah.
So, like, even if she wasn't there, they were going to track that energy signature.
They had,
she just filtered it.
He's just chilling in his little hut, and all of a sudden the wall blows up, and they come through and grab him, and then Thor cuts off his hand to make sure he can't snap, and then he's like, ha-ha, I win, and so Thor cuts off his head.
Yep.
Flash forward 5 years.
And then Thor gets fat.
I now have the same physique as Thor.
Yep.
Yeah. That's easily probably some of my favorite parts of Thor. Have you heard about that, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Thor gets fat.
Yeah.
Also, I was saying
Thor gets fat, Hawkeye gets angry, and Stark has a kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which was interesting at first, so that happens, and then Ant-Man comes out of the quantum realm. Because a rat accidentally pushes some buttons. That's a little deus ex machina there. But whatever. We need to get Ant-Man out of the quantum realm. So we'll just have a random rat walk across his control panel.
First time in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
sure. Whatever.
Nobody fucked with that truck at all.
Whatever.
So why was that put into storage instead of actually just taken to a dump? Recycle.
Sure. Whatever. And so it's been 5 years past from when they bitch kill Thanos to when Endgame takes place. So he comes out and he's like, yeah, we can use time travel to save everyone. Mm-hmm. And then they introduce Tony Stark having a kid. So I thought the central conflict was going to be the fact that they were going to travel back in time, prevent everything, and Tony would lose his child.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the emotional tearing up. And nope. You just keep your kid and get everybody back.
Sure, and this goes back to my question I was talking to you before we started recording,
of
which apparently the MCU does not follow the butterfly effect.
Nope.
No.
version of time travel was that you just, if somebody comes back here and steals my Switch, I would still have my Switch in the future and also the Switch I stole.
Yeah.
Because if this wasn't a comic book movie, I would be angry.
Because that version of me still had a Switch, And that version of me stole my Switch, so that version of me has two Switches.
I mean, basically, the idea is that when you do that, it splits timeline.
Yes, but the version of me that came back and stole a Switch would have two Switches. Mm-hmm. The one it had and the one it stole, whereas this version of me would now have no Switches.
So basically, instead of time travel allowing you to functionally have infinite money, you now have double infinite money.
Right. Yeah. Well, except then I could, a week later, come back and steal both of my Switches.
Sure. And then
and that person would have four Switches.
Correct. Like I said, it's double infinite.
Yes.
It works, David.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, honestly, that was a similar when I actually spent the time to spent the time to actually think about how time travel would work if it was physically possible. That
sure,
I'd
you either have alternate universes or the butterfly effect, I think are the two ways that it
works. And I mean, I think, the conclusion I came to is that, if you could, if you had infinite, if you had infinite energy, you could go into the past, but I didn't, but I couldn't wrap my brain around being able to get back to where you came from. That you were, you left a timeline, you went into a, and where you went to was now a different timeline and you couldn't get back. And that was kind of how that worked, except there was a way to get back. That you went back and you created a new timeline, and so effectively you went into the past of an alternate reality and then could get back to your reality.
You went to the past of your reality,
which
thus creating an alternate reality.
So the weird part of that is how caps...
The cap is the
cap
breaks
is, is the big thing of how... Cause
he doesn't break it.
Kind of does.
Doesn't he punch himself in the face?
No. Spoilers.
The whole thing. We're past that. Because the whole thing is like when they steal the stones, they promise to bring them back.
Yep.
No.
So that sets up what you're getting to.
They basically get rid of all the alternate timelines that happen from the stones being stolen.
By giving the stones back.
Correct.
Yeah. That way there's not a timeline where there isn't a stone.
Correct.
But so Cap, you were going to explain then what they do with Cap.
Yeah, Cap, he just goes back to, after World War II and just spends his life with his loved.
Sure. So what's the issue that you're saying is created there?
Shouldn't
he be in a separate timeline and not in the
I mean,
same
is he still in the ice as well?
Yeah.
He's in the ice during the time that he's,
By the way they explained it, he should have gone to where he went to marry Peggy should be an alternate timeline
and not should
the
not
original.
Be in the same timeline
right.
as the rest of the
So the timeline they're in is a timeline's alternate timeline. And it is,
I mean, once you introduce time travel, you can explain everything. Well, so I mean, maybe it's the caps from the two timelines go back to each other's past.
Way they kind of explained it though for there is that your life, basically your tomorrow, even though you went into the past, is still technically your tomorrow.
Yeah. Although alternatively, maybe Cap just came back. Briefly, because Bucky, that was one of the things I noticed, especially on the second viewing, is that when Cap gave the shield to Sam, Bucky knew what was going on and what was going to happen.
No, maybe he was just happy he's giving it to his friend,
also,
too.
Also, bullshit giving the shield to Sam instead of Bucky. Nobody, Falcon's the fucking worst.
But no, I mean,
he is everyone's least favorite member of all of these movies.
Who is he?
Exactly. Exactly.
He's
Captain America's current day friend, who's the guy who's like War Machine, but worse. Because instead of having a good suit with like guns, he just has like a kite on his back.
Did eviscerate
and terrible
somebody,
facial expression or terrible facial hair. It's like if you took a Sharpie and drew the first lines to give someone a goatee and then just stopped.
Did you notice? I didn't notice until I saw it in the trivia, though. The kid that was at Iron Man's funeral.
Well, I had to Google who it was. I noticed that a kid I didn't recognize was
correct.
There.
Correct. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think there was more. I mean, I think there was more fuckery going on with the Cap thing because I had paid attention to that because I saw it twice because I took my wife on Friday and then I took two of my kids to yesterday, and the way it was done, Bucky knew what was going on.
I think that's just a happy face. I think he just went back in time and stayed there and don't overthink it. Is I think what it is. I do think it's annoying that then he was just on the bench as opposed to like walking up and going, hey guys, here I am.
Well, everyone was kind of paying attention to...
Was he just sitting on that bench the whole time? Like, they didn't check around to see if there was a random old man watching them send Captain America back in time?
When you go watch it again, see if he's on the bench there again.
So they just force gumped him?
Yeah. Like they go, they send him back in time and then they push the button to bring him back, but he doesn't come back. And that's when they notice that old man version of him is just sitting on a bench.
Was that actually Chris Evans then? Did they actually
aged up? Yeah. Maybe.
Well, as I said, that's why I say Bucky pointed it out. I mean, I think that the implication from the way that works is that you're supposed to know that Bucky was in on this.
I think Bucky's just smart enough to see him not come back and then see an old man chilling on a bench and go, oh yeah, that's either my friend or it's Clint Eastwood.
Well, no. I mean, the reason I say that is because this was...
Wait, he was talking to a chair?
Yeah. He was yelling at the bench.
But Bucky doesn't go over to talk to him. Bucky tells Sam that he needs to go over and talk to him.
Yeah.
Bucky
knew that it was Captain America. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah. But he also seemed to know that Cap was going to give the shield to Sam and not...
Okay, but why does that mean he has to have come back twice? Couldn't he have just told Bucky he was going to stay there?
Well, I'm not saying necessarily that they came back twice. I think that I think Bucky knew what was going on.
I mean, that I can be more on board with, that he told Bucky, hey, I'm not going to come back.
Yeah, because, I mean, in that scene, Bucky was sort of the one that was ushering Sam over there to become Captain America. I think it was supposed to be that Bucky knew what was going on, whether or not however you decide to fix the time paradox there. I'm pretty sure that Cap told Bucky at some point his plan, and so because Bucky was not surprised
pushing Bucky Sam over there, knows what Cap wants to do in the first place.
Sure, it may have I'm going to use logic because I have a brain.
Right, but then knowing to not go talk to him and just to send Sam over is the only weird part.
Yeah.
Sure. So here's a new question for you guys. So back when Infinity War trailers started coming out, you guys, and then after seeing Infinity Wars, you guys mentioned how there were scenes in the Infinity War trailers that weren't in Infinity Wars. Were they in Endgame?
So there was not... there was some stuff that was missing, but it was more blatantly just like reduced for time, minor things.
Okay.
The trailer editings that really were issues were removing a fat Thor. Fat Thor was CGI'd out of all the trailers.
I don't even think I remember seeing Thor in the trailers.
No, I'm talking about the Infinity War trailers.
Because he was out.
I was remembering you guys talked about how there were battle scenes that weren't in Infinity Wars.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying, is that there was the only things that were missing were stuff that was very minor and obviously could have just been cut for time. Like, nothing big like having Hulk at the Battle of Wakanda. Just little moments like Scarlet Widow practicing her marksmanship. That could just be a deleted scene.
Got it. So it wasn't like they used the endgame battle for the Infinity War.
Correct.
Trailer.
Like, nothing in Infinity War was in Endgame. No.
Okay,
trailer fuckery was erasing Thor and erasing Professor Hulk.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they did, because I knew they filmed everything at the same time. I wasn't sure if they were really cute and like, here's the battle for Wakanda.
No.
Yeah.
Part two instead of part one.
Yeah, and they didn't have a whole end sequence that Captain Marvel showed up. Like the whole end sequence trailer that was in Captain Marvel. The end credit sequence there.
That was in
Captain Marvel.
In Captain Marvel, and Endgame happened after that. Mm-hmm. It was a clear part of the history.
Yeah. Because and some people, like, I saw a review that was confused about that, and it isn't. She shows up at the end of Captain Marvel and says, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then Endgame happens, and she rescues Tony Stark in space from dying of oxygen deprivation, like you see in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that was you saw that. Yeah,
and then people are thinking that replaces then she lands with Tony Stark, and they're like, well, how come nobody's confused who she is? They've never met her.
Because they already...
Also, I'm of the opinion that the scene in Captain Marvel where they meet her didn't happen, and that's why I'm confused that they haven't met her. Like, you can't ignore a scene that explains the thing you're confused about. Like,
this is America, Nathan.
I guess so. They gave you a scene where they meet her, and then they're not confused who she is. You can't ignore that scene and thus be confused, you idiot.
Yeah.
But whatever, people are doing it.
Well, I mean, I think some people were wanted to see them being introduced to Captain Marvel in more than the 30-second clip.
Wow. Well, don't walk out of the damn movie.
But
then.
The
30-second clip was at the end of the credits. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Don't walk out of the damn movie, and then you'll get your answer.
When they hit the button, she showed up. She was pissed off.
You know,
that
people
they
walk
couldn't
out
find
of a
Fury.
Marvel movie halfway through the credits because they're
no, there is nothing more. They didn't miss anything by walking out.
Oh. I think we are misunderstanding each other.
Yes,
saying
you are.
If people walked out too early in the credits, they would have missed
of
that
Captain
scene.
Marvel.
Of Captain Marvel.
Sure.
Yeah.
My point is, even with the 30 seconds in the credits, people still wanted more.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
they
what
want more than just the 30 seconds.
They wanted them to be explaining like how they got there and everything about
they
them.
Want 45 minutes of her individually introducing herself to every member of the Avengers. Like, what do you fucking want?
God damn it, people. They it's show already a three-hour movie. I already need to pause it to go to the bathroom.
They show her saying hi. You can assume the 10 minutes that happen after that where they explain everything to her. You don't need that fucking scene where they explain Infinity War to a new person.
Sure, it's in the 5 years during the time gap.
Yeah.
They took care of all of that.
But nope, they just, I need that scene. I need a full conversation with
before,
her and every
member. That was
member.
Before the time gap.
Even
that's,
still.
Yeah.
But like I said,
yeah.
don't need the fucking
need
scene
it.
Where
yeah.
they explain the previous film
but Nathan,
to her.
If I don't have 45 minutes of Captain Marvel, how can I hate it because it's a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got the A4 scene that people are hating on.
There is a shot in the big final battle where like every female character stands and like it like they just go, here's all the estrogen. Enjoy this shot, girl power.
There was
like all right, I can live with that because I'm not a fucking idiot, neckbeard, trilby wearing shithead.
I will say though, it did kind of stand out in the film.
But it was
fine with it.
Well, I mean, the last hour of the movie was fan service, and anybody that was paying attention was going to know that the last hour.
Oh,
of the
no,
movie was
there's
going
an
to be
hour
fan
of fan service.
Service
in my 22 movie fan service collection.
Yeah. I love the fact that in the middle of it that Cap pulls Mjolnir because
got that.
Yes,
we got Captain America wielding Mjolnir.
Yeah,
and actually can not just wielding, but actually. Actively summoning and using.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that was the if you are worthy, you have the power.
His point is,
he didn't
just pick it up like a hammer. He reached his hand out and it went to him
because he had already picked it. He had already picked it up.
No.
In Age of Ultron.
No, he didn't.
He had shifted a billionth of an inch when he even
okay.
Thought
okay. So I have to. So I have to. Disagree.
I know it's an all or nothing.
Yes.
But the point is, he went full on. Every power available to a Mjolnir wielder immediately in this one.
Yeah.
There was no pick it up, use it for a bit, and then figure out he can also summon. He was like, nope, mine, bitches.
Yeah, because he was worthy, and the hammer already knew he was worthy.
Sure. You know, apparently it didn't think it was all the way worthy previously.
I'm on the side that in Age of Ultron, he could have picked it up and thrown it around if he wanted to, but he didn't want to embarrass Thor.
I mean that's what because
I don't think it's an all. I think it's an all or nothing that he was already worthy. He just didn't he just didn't want to open that jar of worms because Thor was bragging about how nobody else was worthy.
So here's one thing:
almond worms.
They're playing. They're fighting Thanos at the end. By the way, so Thanos comes through the time thing to fuck with them because they return with all the gauntlet stones and they snap everybody back. And then Thanos comes through the portal to fuck their day over and get the gauntlet because he's like, thanks for assembling the gauntlet for me. So, A, did he have to come through the time tunnel? Couldn't he have just waited 5 years because he knew where they were going to be? He could have just shown up the old-fashioned way. But ignoring that, because then maybe you'd have two Thanoses, whatever.
Well, that Thanos, because the Thanos that would have been there was already dead. So he had to come through to the elder from the alternate reality.
But Captain was able to come the long way. Captain was able to just age and come along the long
that's
way,
why,
even
yeah,
though there already
said,
was a young Captain.
Yeah, that's why I say that's why I said that part of it was broken. But yeah, Thanos, the Thanos in the main
maybe he
was
just impatient. Maybe he just didn't want to wait the 5 years. I'm okay with that. Maybe he was just
the universe
impatient
must die
and wants to go through. But here's the issue is, and they even lampshade this a little bit, is this isn't the Thanos from the previous movie anymore. This is a new Thanos.
Yeah.
This is the Thanos that was basically at the end of the original Avengers.
Which, yeah, it's the same physical guy. But this Thanos never killed Gamora. This Thanos never went through all of that plot arc that we got in Infinity War.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this dude has none of the emotional investment. He's just a big, grumpy, purple dude.
Well, I mean, he's also a grumpy purple dude that has his plans to kill half of the universe, and he just found out that that wasn't enough.
Sure, I mean, he's a grumpier big purple guy,
yeah.
But he has zero of the baggage.
Yeah.
He has zero of the interaction with it. And they even call that because Scarlet Witch is like, fuck you. And he's like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, sure, I guess, but it was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already into time travel. Like, yeah. That yeah. shit happens.
And also, so. I mean, back to the Mjolnir fan service, there is one scene that I need a high resolution copy of for a desktop background of when Cap had the broken shield in Mjolnir and was standing up staring at Thanos' ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the long shot of just him by himself, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
The instant
before you started to cry at the emotional, overwhelming moment when all those portals start showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. When Cap is getting ready to go back in himself.
And die.
Yeah.
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 The amazing part, though, for me, though, is watching Cap just twirl.
Whatever. But
yeah.
Fuck
so,
me.
There's a three-way fight between Captain America and Iron Man and Thor, and they beat the shit out of Thanos for a while, but they're losing,
yeah.
Right?
Also, I love the starting that when they're like, okay, just so we know, this is a trap. Yes. Okay, so we're all on the same page.
We don't care.
We didn't even mention this, too, in the reassembling of the Infinity Gems, though, that they killed off Black Widow. She's gone.
Yep. Yeah. I would have loved to fuck you. Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, no, they basically said that...
They said the snap didn't bring her back.
Well,
the
snap didn't bring her back. Hulk said he tried to.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, there's a Black Widow movie coming out.
Yeah.
Probably a prequel, I guess, but we don't know yet.
That's probably more likely.
I'm trying to remember, are you the person who viscerally hates Hawkeye, or is that someone else?
Hawkeye's fine. I don't viscerally hate anybody except Falcon. And that's mostly... I don't even hate him. I don't hate him because I don't give a shit about him enough to hate him.
Who's the person who viscerally hates Hawkeye?
I don't know.
Is that Brian?
Might be.
I mean,
but it's like in Casablanca where he says, you know, you hate me, don't you, Rick? And he says, I might if I ever thought about you. That's how I am with Falcon. But so the moment where everybody gets the emotional overwhelming thing is they're fighting the three-way fight. They're losing. Thanos destroys Captain America's shield. Like, it's down to, like, two-thirds of a shield and a strap. And he just tightens the strap and stands up because he's going to go for it until he dies. It's his classic, I could do this all day moment. And then
he doesn't say it.
He doesn't say it because he says it earlier and he yells at himself about it. It's wonderful. But then all the yellow portals start opening up and all the people start streaming through and all the audience starts crying and it's wonderful.
And then what is it? Who is it? Is it?
And Captain America says, Avengers assemble.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
And then somebody says, "Is everybody, or was there anybody else?" And Wong's like, "Do you want anyone else?"
Yes. But from that moment on, so my greater point is, from that moment on, Thanos is raw fucked.
Yeah.
He has lost. He is not winning this shit. He is done.
They just
annihilate everything. His ship finally starts to try to turn the tide back by firing on everything, and then Captain Marvel just shows up, and the ship just ceases to exist because Captain Marvel is way too powerful.
Yeah,
but that's why she's out of the movie.
Pretty much. She shows
up, and she's like, "Bye." They can't figure out how to write it, so I don't break the plot. So I'm going to leave until the last 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think they had a good explanation for that.
They had a good explanation, but we all know the real explanation.
The real explanation is she's way too powerful. But she basically says, "Yeah, I got to go to planets that don't have Avengers."
But the point is Tony didn't need to do what he did. They're probably fine.
Probably. But no, Thanos was actually starting to get the upper hand still, even against all the other guys.
And then Tony gets all the stones back.
Yeah.
Just leg it, dude. You can fly. Thanos can't. You're winning.
Yeah.
At that point, Tony just jets as fast as he can the other direction, and the battle is won, and nobody dies.
Sure.
Give the gauntlet to him.
While Tony is very intelligent, he is very bad at making snap decisions.
And I know the answer.
Literal snap decisions.
The answer that I've given everybody who brought up plot holes about Infinity War, why didn't they just cut off his hand with the gauntlet like they did to Cole Obsidian? We know this could work. And the answer is, it wouldn't have worked. And the reason I know it wouldn't have worked is because they had a character literally turn to the camera and tell you that it wouldn't have worked. So fine, but why wouldn't it have worked? You got the stones, just fly away. Thanos is lost.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's... Well, the thing is, though,
Captain Marvel just shoot him in his face.
I think they wanted him to do it. They wanted to eliminate that possible chance. It's kind of like how when the supervillain goes and raids the village but leaves that one small boy living.
Sure.
And so eventually that small boy will end up growing up, and that boy will come and destroy him.
Right.
If you let Thanos live...
I'm not saying let Thanos live. Oh. I'm saying kill Thanos with the army of Avengers sure. that has wiped okay. out his army already. Thanos, it's like... they were losing. Like, Cole Obsidian got smushed into paste by Ant-Man. Like, you got Captain Marvel there. You got how many wizards? Because it wasn't just the two Benedicts. There were enough wizards that they were opening, like, 100 portals at a time. Like... Thanos was raw fucked at that point.
Just yeah. snapped Thanos.
Hmm?
Just snap Thanos.
They did.
Yeah.
It's just that using the gauntlet to snap Thanos and his whole army kills Iron Man, and that's how you get Robert Downey Jr.'s pay grade out of your budget.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, that's yeah, because that was they had basically
well,
said that.
That also eliminated Gamora too.
What?
Because she was part of that army.
No, it didn't eliminate Gamora. She was not part of that army.
She yeah.
She's not dead.
Well, I mean, she came there, but was clearly working with the Avengers.
She was actively assisting the Avengers at the time, so she had abandoned Thanos' army. Also, she didn't dust.
Yeah,
I thought she dusted.
She did not dust. They do not show her dust. In fact, they set up Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because Peter is tracking her on their ship when they go to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she did not get dusted. I thought she did.
Nope, she does not get dusted. So that was actually one of the more interesting things is that they bring Gamora back without bringing Gamora back.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 Gamora is the Gamora they now have in present day.
Yeah.
The one who doesn't like anybody, is a complete monster, doesn't know who the fuck Groot or Rocket or Peter Quill is, has had none of the emotional development. And that can be used to really good effect in the future films. Or they'll just ignore it and she'll be her again. But the way they set up the new Guardians film within this film, I think they'll make it the central plot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm sorry. That was my guess as well.
As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct. As Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was just...
all know who's in charge.
I was just thinking about I was just thinking about on the way home is that it's going to be kind of weird because they're not going to have Gamora, and Gamora was one of the smart people in the Guardians, and now they've got three idiots on the team.
Yeah, but you know, well, no, they've got five idiots on the team. No, like the team's nothing but idiots at this point. Idiots and Nebula, who's a sociopath.
Angry.
Rocket is not an idiot.
Groot's an idiot. Rocket is an idiot.
Rocket
they're
is
all
not an
idiots.
Idiot. Rocket is a genius level engineer.
Sure, that doesn't mean he's not an idiot.
They're all standing in a circle.
You know genius level engineers. So they're idiots.
Quick question. Now, do you remember seeing the tape sequence that was in Guardians 2? In Guardians 2, where they were about to get the bomb and their Rocket was going to have them tape over the big destruct button.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
He yells out to Quill, he's like, "Do you have any tape?"
Yeah.
Do you remember that sequence as being then Quill pops back saying, "Nobody has tape up here"?
No, that seems like that's a long scene. Like 10 people talk to each other, that whole scene. Yeah, no,
correct.
Definitely.
I swear I remember when I saw it
in the
theater.
In the trailer, it's just like Quill shouts it back. But in the theater,
I thought the theater was, because no. I've seen it since the theater. And I just watched it again, like, on Friday.
I vividly remember that because I remembered in the trailer it was just the one back and forth. And then in the theater it went on longer and longer and longer. And so I remember it being like the rake scene in The Simpsons where it just kept going. And then he asked somebody else to ask somebody else. And then that person asks a fourth person. And they're just shouting back and forth about tape. It's a great scene.
Yeah, my favorite part is when he yells out to Drax. And Drax says, "Oh, it's scotch tape?" And he's like, "Oh, you got scotch tape?" And he's like, "No." I forgot how much Drax was in Guardians 2, how much they evolved him in that.
The Guardians of the Galaxy movies, with the exception of Infinity War, the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are the best. Like, if you take one subsection of the Avengers movies, like all the Iron Mans or all the Captain Americas, all the whatever, the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are far and away better than the rest of the MCU.
Yeah. I like
they're
those.
So
I would expand that to just be the cosmic ones because I want to add Thor Ragnarok.
Sure,
to that,
sure.
Thor Ragnarok is my favorite movie in the MCU.
It is really good, but man, Guardians 1. Like, I just want to rewatch Guardians 1 again.
Yeah.
Just that's the thing I came away with most from watching this is that I need to watch Guardians 1 again.
I mean, Guardians 1, Guardians 2, and Ragnarok are all in my top 5.
Yeah. Semi-related note. Do we know when Captain Marvel hits home viewing?
No.
So it's usually it's pretty quick now.
I know.
Nowadays it's just, with this distribution.
Now that there's a full arc, I want to watch all of them. Yeah. But knowing that that's movie two makes me not want to start that until that one's
the
there.
The weird thing is that there's the full arc, but they also said that that phase three isn't officially over until after Spider-Man Far From Home, which is weird because this feels like the ending point. So what is it about Far From Home that makes it part of Phase 3?
See, I feel like Far From Home is it happens before Infinity War.
That would be the
War.
Thing. If it's a prequel and that bus scene at the beginning of Infinity War is him coming back from the field trip. Also, gee, it sure is super convenient for Peter Parker that all of his friends were dusted, so none of them are in their 20s now.
Yeah.
The entire school. Yeah, I noticed when he was at school.
At the very least, him and his buddy and Flash and MJ, like none of them aged into college and beyond. Yeah. Also, how weird would it be if, like, two 14-year-old boyfriends, girlfriends, one of them's now 19 when the other one comes back from being dusted? Because they just snap everyone back, and they're the age they were.
Yeah.
Sir, please have a seat.
Hey, I got this card. It shows me that I can.
I wanted to make a note
about
this
in the last episode.
I want to talk about fetuses. So, let's assume.
Oh, God.
Well, so, either A, the snap considers a fetus to be a person, in which case a quarter of the pregnant women in the universe vanished and left a fetus behind. Or let's say that isn't a thing, and let's say that the snap believes that life begins at birth. That's fine. That's a lot of women who gave birth and then instantly vanished and just left a newborn baby on a table, and then 5 years later, the mom comes back, sure. But the more troubling thing is a woman who gives birth, and then the baby is dusted, and then she mourns, moves on with this post-apocalyptic thing. How many newborn babies? Well, I assume they just show up on the birthing table, right? Like, all of a sudden, these hospitals have newborns just showing up.
Because
it's like popcorn.
Yeah.
Because how many babies are born in any given day?
What if there was like a giant accident or something, that, like they decided to tear down the hospital? Would babies just suddenly appear and then fall?
Does the snap move? So we know the snap puts them back vaguely where they were because Peter Parker says that they were back in space and Doctor Strange had to bring them back. So either A, the snap just put you back right where you were, in which case that's awkward if somebody's currently standing there. But if it's smart enough to displace you slightly, okay, like that
oh,
baby
God,
would,
this is the fucking rules of least displacement.
If there's rules, yeah. But let's say it follows rules of least displacement. How many people are in midair at any given time?
Yeah, they're
half
in a
those
plane.
People just showed back up. That's a rude awakening. So hopefully that snap was smart enough to put those assholes on the ground.
Yeah.
Although in which case, does it put them back at the airport or at the new airport? Or are they just directly
swimming
below so they're in the middle of the ocean because they were on a transatlantic flight?
Or fucking Iowa.
Yeah, just randomly shove all of them into Iowa like as a default. And again, so I know
I would rather take the ocean.
There's like 6 hours from everywhere.
Thanks to Don't Fear the Reaper, I know 40,000 men and women every day die. So, you know, let's say 50,000 men and women every day are born. That's 25,000. That's like 2,000 babies an hour. So that's 1,000 hour-year-old babies that vanished. So that's 1,000 hour-year-old babies that just reappeared in random hospitals around the world.
5 years later.
5 years later.
Yeah.
Are they one or five? Or six, if they're
no,
in
they're not, like the people who came back didn't age because Peter's not 20 something.
Sure, but like I said,
so these are 1 hour old babies that just showed up in hospitals
who were born 5 years ago.
Who were born 5 years ago?
Like I said, are you six in Korea?
Oh yeah, you'd be seven, right? I don't even know. Yeah.
Well, if you didn't exist for five of those years, then
I don't also think do you then get to? Oh yeah, so you'd be like, yeah, I. So could you drink and drive and do all those things 5 years earlier? Because you're like, physically, I'm only 11, but I was born 16 years ago. So I want to take my driver's ed test.
I'm 11.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, no. You were born 16 years ago.
Yeah.
That's going to be one hell of a thing to explain.
The court's got to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And again, yes, I know Chris Hansen, but that gets really fucking weird at that aspect, too. Oh, for sure. She was born 18 years ago. She's 13, sir. You was born 18 years ago.
Is that your?
That's my hillbilly pedophile voice.
Oh, okay.
His normal pedophile voice is much smoother.
Yes. Well, because it has, you got a charm.
We'd ask Rillian, but.
I'm just saying, that there's some issues with that snap.
Yeah.
I mean, there were issues with the first snap.
Right, because again,
all snaps have issues.
Yes.
But okay, so
Well, maybe the people has an age cutoff.
So the people that were on the plane when the pilot got snapped out of existence and then the plane crashed, are they just fucked?
They're fucked.
Yeah. So the pilot comes back, but they're all dead.
The pilot comes up like this in air.
Join the rest of your crew.
Yeah.
I mean, this comes back to there was a snap intelligent or just indiscriminate.
It was indiscriminate, according to it. It was supposed to be random.
Yeah, because then...
Because that was his whole point, was that he wasn't cruel. He wasn't going to pick people because that would be, you know, then that's getting into eugenics.
Sure, so he was a fucking neckbeard and just rolled on the chart for 3 hours.
Yes. And then the question is, did he get lucky or did he obscure... Or, not obscure, did he... prevent himself from being counted.
No.
People say he has a look of like relief and surprise on his face after the snap.
Yeah.
So
I think. Did it actually work, or am I still here?
Or both. I think he expected potentially to be gone too.
The only reason I think he might have excluded himself from the snap was to make sure that he could then take the gauntlet and get rid of it to not have it be undone.
Somebody else could do.
Like, I don't deserve to live, but my work needs to be protected kind of thing.
Yeah.
Also, he's a sociopath. Remember, Thanos is not the hero, you crazy people. Yes, he follows the hero's journey arc in Infinity War. That doesn't make them goddamn hero. He's the protagonist. There's a difference. Like, you people must be really fucking confused watching American Psycho.
Yeah.
I didn't know the hero's arc ends in being Shrek.
Yes. In every film, at the end of it, you end up being Shrek.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Titanic, they sink and they all turn into Shrek. Also, I like that she dies and goes to Titanic heaven and Jack is waiting for her. She's got grandkids and a wedding ring. Bullshit. Like, if I was her dead husband ghost, I would be so fucking angry that she's banging some random Irish guy now.
I mean, that never stopped her before.
Sure. She wasn't married at the point then.
I mean, till death do us part, man. Come on. Yeah. She can play the field at that point.
Now we know why Rise of the Jedi is a thing now.
Rise of the Jedi?
Yeah. Or Rise of Skywalker is a thing now.
Yeah.
Unsnapped. Luke's back.
He died in the snap?
Yeah, he turned into dust.
I mean, it is all Disney property.
It's a long...
Sure.
But no,
he turned into dust! He dusted away.
I didn't see Luke any dust.
It was very fine dust.
His cloak just fell down. Like
all
Obi-Wan.
The dust.
No, he dusted. He dusted in it. Yeah, I can go upstairs, though. You can put it in the last part of
I would love to see
Jedi.
That. I don't think he dusts. I think his cloak just falls down like
Yoda. I
will
only accept that if Nathan watches all The Last Jedi first.
No, I've already done that.
At least the Canto Bight part.
No.
No, that part's horrible.
I know, that's the point.
Yeah.
But most, I like the movie.
I gotta generally. Go get home and watch people die.
Do you want to watch the Canto Bight thing or drive to Chicago and back?
Wait, so if I watch Canto Bight, I don't have to drive to Chicago and back?
Is your mom?
So you're gonna do it for him?
I never said that.
I will watch it if you go pick up Raylene for me.
Oh, you have to pick her up tonight still?
No, next Friday.
Oh, right.
This coming Friday. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know if we have more to talk about. Oh, yeah. It would have been funny if the soul... There's the whole Soul Stone scene. They recreate the one from Infinity War. We have to sacrifice somebody to get the Soul Stone. And there's a nice part where Black Widow and Hawkeye keep fighting over who's going to sacrifice themselves because they're trying to out-martyr each other. Mm-hmm. And obviously, she's the one that needs to die because he's got a family that's going to be brought back. And it would just be terrible otherwise. Whatever. But they keep fighting, and they disagree on that point. And she ends up winning the fight, and she ends up committing suicide. I would have loved it if Skeletor Nazi had just been like, you didn't sacrifice her. Rules say you got to sacrifice. Pick something else.
Rewind.
Yep, go get someone else.
It's sad that wasn't the normal actor that played Red
It was
Skull.
The one from last movie.
Hugo Weaving said he did not want to do that again because the makeup was way too long. Okay.
Yeah, so he was replaced in the previous film as well.
Oh, okay. So
this is the guy
was,
who did it in Infinity War.
Yeah, which is actually a cool guy from Walking Dead.
Hugo Weaving voluntarily turned down. They tried to bring him back for Infinity Wars, and he turned it down because he did not want to go through 4 hours of makeup for 2 5-minute scenes.
Sure.
A lot of people did come back. Robert Redford, Rene Russo, Natalie Portman. They had a lot of people come back for these.
Sure, but like I said, he flat out said, I'm not doing this.
Was that previously recorded for Stan Lee, or was that an actual?
It was previously recorded.
Okay,
because he'd recorded a bunch ahead of time. They said is his last one.
I saw
which
that
means
they
that Spider-Man Far From Home will be the first one that doesn't have him.
It'll be
in
a Stan Lee funeral,
maybe.
I was barely ready for the one in Captain Marvel. The intro
to Captain Marvel was very good. Although I still the
Enter the Spider-Verse.
Enter the Spider-Verse were very powerful just because of how fresh it was. He's got a cameo in it, and then at the very end, before the credits, they have a Stan Lee quote with his glasses sitting there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The one where he's is the shop owner. It's actually very heartbreaking.
He's actually got like eight scenes in that movie if you go slowly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like anytime there's a shot of like a train going by, if you frame by frame, there's usually a Stan Lee in the train just because everybody wanted the opportunity to throw a Stan Lee into their scene.
Sure.
And like he's the one that steps over him in the crosswalk after that.
Oh.
Like when they fall off the train and when they're like, you know, could you walk around? No? All right. Thanks, New York. The guy with that steps over them is Stanley. Texting.
I think that's pretty much set.
Fuck the haters. Ant-Man's great.
A lot of people don't like Ant-Man. No,
he gets poo-pooed a lot, especially the two Ant-Man films. People tend to hand wave and be like, because
Ant-Man was somewhat lesser known. So
yeah,
like,
and his movies are lighter weight. They're in there as refreshing lightweight things amongst all this heavy ongoing drama. And then in this film, he really carried his part.
But honestly, he was one of the better characterized characters in the entire series.
They made it so Ant-Man and the Wasp was a very integral part of the Infinity War saga.
They did.
I
was annoyed in this movie. Just a little nitpick, and go watch the movie again and be annoyed.
All right, good. We got at least one.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice little nitpick that I was very fucking annoyed at. So there is, like, in San Francisco, there is a very Vietnam War memorial-esque memorial to all of the vanished, that they call them. The vanished, okay? And so he's looking to check to see if his daughter is on there.
Okay? Who is he?
Ant-Man. Because he gets out of the quantum realm, because he doesn't know who's been vanished.
Yeah.
So he sees this, and he's looking. He's like, please no Cassie, please no Cassie. And it's a good scene. But so each of these, like, will have a bunch of names with the same starting first letter. Like, these are all A's, and over here's B's, and then he finds the L ones, and then he goes over here, but these ones are M's, so he goes back, and this one's more L's, whatever. But within each
memorial, alphabetization was weird.
They're not alphabetized. Yeah. It's just, here's a bunch of random L names thrown onto a thing in no order.
Yeah.
How fucking useless is that?
And
art.
Millions.
You'll never know if you found
millions of people in the San Francisco area.
Sure.
Nathan.
So you would need millions of names on there. But even ignoring that, even if you're saying that thing covers whatever, so you need to look at hundreds of thousands of things just to go through all the L's. And even if they were in alphabetical order, which they fucking weren't, they're just like, these are all L's. Throw them on that one. Should I, like, arrange them alphabetically? Fuck you. Get carving.
Like I said, it's art. If we wrap them in fabric, would it have made it better?
The issue is, he finds his own name, but that doesn't mean her name isn't on a different fucking obelisk. Because they're in random order.
Yeah.
How hard would it have been to just alphabetize the names on that monument when you film your goddamn movie?
They're also just way too large of a text, too. There was
even ignoring that,
not enough
you're
stones.
Right. You're right. There was nowhere near enough stones, even just for the San Francisco area. But Jesus, like, when you're making your movie, you can hand wave that because you don't want to have millions of monuments. That's fine. But when you show me a shot that has 50 names on it and they're not in alphabetical order, how hard would it have been for your prop to be in alphabetical order?
I bet you most of those names are friends of the movie.
That's fine. Alphabetize them.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you can't. Like, I don't care where you got the names from. Alphabetize them.
You know what they could have been? They could have been streets.
Huh?
They could have been arranged by streets. All the stones were just like whoever lived on that street.
Sure.
I mean, that's reasonable.
I mean, that would explain why they're not
so that one street had a lot of people with, but they were still within the same letter. Like, that obelisk was all people whose names started with an L.
It's a long street.
That street, everybody who lives there has L's for names?
Yeah.
Is this a new segregation thing that San Francisco does that I don't know about?
Fucking homeowner associations.
So it's not,
blame it all on the homeowners association. They all died. They didn't have proper records.
This obelisk is for Cherry Street. Everyone who lived on Cherry Street had a name that started with a W, and so we're going to put them all here, but in a random order.
Clearly it's like house number order.
Like, sure, yeah. As you go down the street, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, sure, thanks. Sure. You solved it, guys. Movie is flawless. I will also say this just real quick. Emotionally wise, I'm kind of, like, interesting enough, like, I'm done with Endgame. Like we're talking about everything, but don't feel like it's still a part of me. Like, it's in my past. I don't feel the need to go see it a second time. And that's not a downside. I think that's a sign of how good it was at just finishing things.
Yeah.
Like, I have a finality, a feeling of being done with the MCU where, okay.
Well, I mean, we all know there's going to be more movies.
Sure.
Yeah. More movies, like I'm happy with... I do not feel disappointed with the completion of this series.
Like I said, I am looking forward to watching a 22... or maybe 23 movie arc and have that be a complete thing.
But my point was more to, like, after watching a previous movie, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to see everybody at work and talk about it. I can't wait to talk about it on the podcast. I can't wait to go see it again. I can't wait till it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray and I can watch it again. This, I walked out of the theater, I had pizza, I digested it, and then I was done. Like, I didn't need to talk about it today. I don't need to talk about it to my coworkers. Like, the finality of just letting it go through and be in my past now, it's just a weird feeling compared to previous movies. Yeah. And like the lack of an end credit scene is part of that. Like, it's just free.
Yeah.
Be free.
And I don't know, like, if that's different. Well, you saw it twice, but that was because you saw it with your wife and then with your kids. Yeah. I don't know if you felt that way at all after the first one or.
No, I understand. I understand exactly what you're meaning. That, I mean, it was, I mean, it was not in my top three from the Marvel.
But it's not a quality thing. It's just like this weird nebulous, like, finale. It's like finishing morning where you just move on with your life.
It
you know?
It closed up the primary arc of the Marvel Cinematic Universe really well.
It's got me looking forward to more things.
Sure.
Like, well, I want to see Sam running around with
fucking flying around with a stupid shield. What the fuck, man? Give it to Bucky. God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what they do with Captain America will be very interesting. Seeing potentially what they do with Iron Man be interesting. Because, I mean,
it's Parker.
Well, no, Parker is Spider-Man.
What is Pepper Potts' name in the comics when she's
Rescue?
Fighting? Rescue, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're gonna see her. I mean, it probably took them a lot to get her back into the films.
Yeah,
because she was done after Iron Man 3, and then she wasn't even in in Ultron.
I'm not sure.
Ultron? But I mean, I know that she
was in Infinity War. She was in Infinity War. I believe she's also in.
She was in Homecoming. As well.
Homecoming. She's in most of them. Mm-hmm.
But there was a part there where she was not in there, and they had Tony specifically saying that they were having relationship issues.
I thought that was Thor with Jane. In Ultron, Thor says that he and Jane are having issues. Oh, no, she's on an island doing research or something, isn't she, during Ultron? Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking it because, well, Cap Civil War is such an Avengers film, but not Avengers film. Yeah. So maybe that, I think it was Civil War is where she was not even in.
Who knows?
Yeah, but I'm really curious what they're going to do. What they're going to do with the Avengers? I mean, who's going to be running the Avengers? And I mean, who the principal characters are? Since the core Avengers either died or retired.
If goddamn or, Falcon is
or
the
went
fucking
into space with a
of,
raccoon.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I thought at the end of Ultra,
Tony's dead. Cap is naturally dead.
Yeah, he's alive. He's just in his 80s. Yeah.
Sure, so he could be the Samuel Jackson.
They said he was like 100 something.
Yeah, because he has the serum, so he ages
need to
extra
be
slow.
Something that doesn't make.
He was about 40. He's about 40 in the movie, and he went back and aged 70 years, so he'd be about 110.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I think they said.
Oh, right, because he wouldn't go back to the age he was. So he was 20 the first time he was in the World War II, but by going back,
he skipped 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, realistically,
but he didn't have to go back to then. He could have gone back to 20 years later.
I think he
so
would. I think
Peggy
he
and him would be the same age.
It depends on where he's between 90 and 110. So I mean, but he's got the super soldier serum, so he that
so he can be the next Fury of the next Avengers.
We could easily see Cap still being playing as just a figurehead, as
as a 90-year-old man.
As just being you know, kind of the behind the scenes leader of the Avengers still.
Yeah.
So I mean, Black Widow's gone, obviously.
Yeah. Thor's with a raccoon.
Thor, and I, that just makes me want to see
Thor is the second of the command in the Asgardians of the Galaxy.
We all know who's in charge.
Charge.
Yeah. I guess the hidden thing though too is possibly Groot had mentioned a measuring contest of some sort.
Oh, is that what Groot said in that scene? Did they say? Okay, that's a quick translation. Normally, the Groot translations don't come out that quickly.
I don't know. I mean, that was after Age of Ultron. I thought they were positioning it for Scarlet Witch and Black Widow to be the principal characters in the Avengers, but then they brought back the three main characters.
Well, Black Widow was the leader of the Avengers for 5 years.
Yeah.
She had that going for her.
Yeah. I mean, we still have technically Stallone's Guardians of the Galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have those guys.
With Miley Cyrus and...
To be perfectly honest, I would love to see that movie. When they tease that
Miley
shot
Cyrus
at the very end.
A severed robot head.
Yeah. I'm so happy we're here. just that sequence. Oh, man, that movie could be fucking amazing.
Maybe they show up in three. Who knows? It would have been great if all the Guardians stayed dead from Infinity War, and that was Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It was just the Sylvester Stallone group. Yeah. I would have fucking loved it if the Sylvester Stallone Guardians of the Galaxy was Guardians of the Galaxy 3. If they hadn't have retroactively made Shuri be snapped and had her be Black Panther in Black Panther 2. If they had had Miles Morales be Spider-Man in Spider-Man Far From Home. If they had kept all of them dead and just had replaced all the main characters, because we never said Peter Parker 2, we said Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I know I talked about this previously, but every episode is somebody's first, so fuck you, I'll repeat myself. Goddamn anti-vaxxers.
And me. All right, so I think we're going to call it here so we can watch some Game of Thrones and watch people die. Or nobody die. Nobody's going to die tonight, that's my prediction.
More than likely wrong.
Let me quote the gentleman from the commercials for Resident Evil 2. Everyone's going to die.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.